Our scripture reading for today is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, page 167 of the New Testament, and on the monitors in front of you. And now the word of God. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, you are still of the flesh. You are not of the flesh and behave according to human inclinations. For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. These words are true, they can be trusted, and they are worthy of our lifelong devotion.
So before I begin with the message I want to share with you today, I want to do what I've been doing for the last few weeks, and that's thanking our congregational clergy members. At one point, we had 15% of our congregation were clergy members. We had 12 of them at one point in time. So I've always said, though, that says something about this church. Because as many congregations as you drive by to get here, they drive by to get here. And they're pretty picky when it comes to selecting where they want to go to church. So today I want to thank Adrian Eggleston. Today is a special day in Adrian's life. Today she celebrates her 15th year of ordination in the National Association of Congregational Christian Churches. So congratulations on that anniversary. You have a few to go to catch up to my 34, but congratulations. And I want to lift up what Adrian has done here in her ministry at Altadena Community Church. Her passion has been with justice and peace and community issues and helping people in need. She at several times has been head of what we now call Hope Ministry. She was heading that up before we even had that name. She's had several runs at providing leadership in the group that does our outreach to the community and to the world. So thank you for all of those gifts you've brought in that area. The one gift that I want to highlight that you brought to this church is your passion for a particular organization called Bread for the World. If you ever want to do anything about global hunger, Bread for the World is an organization that you should give some time and energy. Some of you will remember when we even did letter writing campaigns to our elected officials on behalf of issues of hunger in this country and in the world that she had done as part of bringing us Bread for the World. So thank you for bringing that group to us so that we would know about their ministry. So today I want to tell you something that's really a passion of mine, and that is the value of learning. And I believe that old expression, you're never too old to learn. And I think I've been blessed to serve a congregation for whom most of you believe that as well. Because after all, I inherited a congregation when I came up here that was made up of teachers and librarians, among others. So how could you not help but feel like you were called to the right place if you're a lifelong student like myself? So where did that get planted in me, these seeds that Paul was talking about to the Corinthians? Well, it came from my parents. I was blessed or cursed, depending on how you want to look at it, from two parents who have been lifelong students. 60 years ago, my father picked up a Berlitz book and taught himself the Russian language. Any of you ever tried that? It's not as easy as it looks. He became very proficient in it and ended up as a chemical engineer translating chemical journals from Russian into English. Why did he do that 60 years ago? Where were we in history? The height of the Cold War. His thinking was, if you want to get to know a people that you don't know and like, best way, if you don't understand their language, you better know what they're saying. That was his motive for teaching himself Russian. When my brother and I were playing around getting our college degrees, having more fun perhaps than study, my father is a chemical engineer working full-time, would take off in the evenings, drive an hour each way to Nashville and back so he could go to night school at the University of Tennessee in Nashville and get his MBA, just because he wanted to round out his skill set at work. My mother, at age in her 70s, took up the computer, and Rob became her favorite person, because anytime there was a glitch, there was a call home, not about what I was doing, is Rob there? And she literally died with her iPad in her hands. When she was 80, she took up Tai Chi, because she needed that balance and wanted to take care of herself. For the last 8 years of her life, my mother was a master at Tai Chi. So it will be no surprise to you that in June 30th, in 5 weeks, when we gather for my final Sunday, my retirement gift is you're sending me off to school. It kind of fits what I want to bring as a challenge to you today. I hope that all of you are open to that kind of lifelong learning. And as people of faith, I think it's important, because there's times that religion tends to want to tell you what to think. And that is not good. Hear that. It is not good when your elected leaders try to tell you what to think, when your church leaders try to tell you what to think. God gave each of us a mind. That's part of the creative gift that God has given to us. We need to exercise this as much as we exercise this or even our soul. We need to keep our minds sharp, and we need to learn. You will be better off for it if you do. Who are our role models for this in our life of faith? First and foremost is Jesus. You know him best as Lord and Savior, but when you read about him in the Gospels, how do you know him best? It's not as a preacher. By the way, there's only two sermons recorded in the Gospels. They're actually the same sermon. Matthew and Luke didn't quite get their act together. One said he gave it up on a mountaintop. One said he was out on a level field. But if you read it, it's the same sermon. So maybe Jesus only had one thing to talk about. Just repeated it. Or his healings. You know some of those dramatic moments. But the bulk of what you find in the gospel narratives are his teachings. Very good, class. His teachings. He was a rabbi. A rabbi is a teacher. Still, rabbis today are teachers, teachers of the faith. And he had a classroom of 12. We'd call it a one-room school in what we know of our lore and history. Some of you might have gone to one-room schoolhouses. It's a small group. All rabbis had small groups of followers who would sit with them and learn of what that rabbi had to offer. And when they'd stopped learning from that rabbi, they'd go find another rabbi to learn a little bit more from. Jesus knew that when he was going back to heaven, there wasn't, that these disciples had not learned all there was to learn. And he said to them, "Don't despair. I'm sending the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's going to finish your education for you and help you know what you need to know to go out and do the work that I've been training you to go and do." That's why in the Christian church we put such value on education. It's why we just sent off all those children to what we call Sunday school. Probably intimidates them, and we need to come up with a better name than that. But That's what we've been calling it for years. We send people off to Sunday school, but we also send you off to Sunday school. Because when church is over, you have an opportunity to go to what we call adult education and get exposed to many things, new insights into Scripture. Last week, you were helped in your prayer life by learning about centering prayer. We do special things in seasons of Advent and Lent. This Lent, we helped you look at 6 different poets that could enrich your spiritual life. Those are the kinds of gifts you get if you're willing to invest that extra hour on Sunday morning in your learning opportunities to grow your faith. And that's exactly what Paul is talking about to the early Corinthian church. He says, I'm trying to be your teacher, but you've still got a lot to learn. Did you notice that in the text? They weren't very far. They were still being fed milk. Any of you remember raising your children when they were first born? You didn't give them the full diet that was on the dinner table. They weren't ready for that kind of nourishment. So you gave them bottles of milk, the image that Paul is taking here. And then in time you weaned them on to soft foods and then finally to solid foods. And all of that is done so that they can grow and nurture. And Paul said, my time with you, you're not going to learn everything you need to know. You're not going to learn much of anything, actually. I'm just here planting a few seeds and I'm going to go. And the next guy, Apollos, is going to come in and do some watering of those seeds and you're going to learn a little bit more. And then Apollos is going to get up and go. And he doesn't luckily keep giving the list of everyone who came afterwards. But that's the way it is, and that's what church is all about. So you should thank me that I'm leaving because I've just planted some seeds. Somebody else is now going to come along and do the watering and help you grow. I'm the 17th in your line of farmers here at Altadena Community Church spreading the seeds. 16 people have been Paul's coming before me scattering their seeds, and the next one came in and watered. Soon there will be number 18 to come along. And that person will do their own teaching and sharing of his or her gifts to help you keep growing in your Christian journey. That's why I entitled this today, Grow, Grow, Grow. If you're not doing that, I think you're missing out on life. There's always something to learn. Don't be afraid like this woman. You can see her student peers in the background, how much younger they are than she. Don't be afraid to go and learn. So I just want to close quickly. Obviously, there's no way anyone can tell you everything they know, but I'm going to wrap it up with some life lessons. Some things I've learned that have been important to pick up and figure out. And life, I think, is our best teacher, is it not? The school of knocks and tough times and challenges that come our way, they help us learn as much as anything. So here's a few on my list. I've learned in life that you cannot make someone love you. All that you can do is be someone who can be loved. And the rest is up to them. I've learned that it takes years to build up trust. But it only takes seconds to destroy it. I've learned that it's not what you have in your life that matters, but it is who you have in your life that counts. I've learned that you should never compare yourself to someone else and the best that they can do. But you should always strive to do your best. I've also learned this. There's many things that you can do in an instant that will give you heartache for life. I've learned that no matter how thin you slice it, there's always two sides. I've learned it's a whole lot easier to react first than to think first. I have learned that we are responsible for our actions no matter how we feel. And I've learned that you either control your attitude or your attitude controls you. I've learned that sometimes when I am angry, I have the right to be angry, but that does not give me the right to be cruel. I've learned that maturity has more to do with the types of experiences you've had and you've learned from, and a whole lot less than how many birthdays you've accumulated. Don't ever do this, please. Do not ever tell a child that their dreams are outlandish or unlikely. For few things are more humiliating, and what a tragedy it would be if a child believed what you just said. I've learned it isn't always easy to be forgiven by others. But maybe it's much harder sometimes to learn to forgive yourself. I've learned that our background and our circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become. Finally, along the lines of today's theme, I have learned that no matter how much I think I know, there's always something still left to learn. Go find your blessing of being a lifelong student and a keen observer of life. Amen.